Track 6 and back to the news. MPs are calling for fleecehold regulation. MPs have called for action to regulate companies involved in fleecehold property management agreements. The demand comes after MPs said they had been inundated with complaints from constituents forced to pay inflated service charges for properties they lease. One of the companies heavily criticised during the debate was Firstport, which manages more than 300,000 homes across the country and has an office in Exeter. A company spokesman said Firstport supported moves towards a new framework of regulations for the industry. The debate in Westminster Hall was led by South Devon Liberal Democrat MP Caroline Vorden, who said she wanted the government to bring in more regulation and new legislation. The issues raised repeatedly by constituents caused not just frustration, but in some cases, serious distress. The situation for both leaseholders and freeholders has become so bad that such estates are now commonly referred to as fleecehold instead of leasehold. Every type of resident leaseholders and freeholders is affected by rogue practices. Residents are being ignored, dismissed, intimidated, and, frankly, fleeced by management companies that are not subject to any kind of regulation. She said she had been shocked to find out how many of her fellow MPs were dealing with constituents with similar problems, and said at least half of Liberal Democrat MPs were supporting residents whose properties and estates were managed by Firstport. She said respondents talked of shoddy workmanship, years of delays in getting repairs done, charges for gardening where no gardens exist, charges for new windows when windows are not replaced, charges for buildings insurance where there are no communal buildings, charges for new light bulbs when there is no communal lighting. It would be funny if it were not so serious. They talked of broken lifts, flooded car parks, leaking ceilings, including one that had been leaking for 9 years, exorbitant insurance charges, the list goes on and on. She said service charges were going up way beyond inflation, with no clear explanation of what the increases are for. She also said the sharp practice of imposing penalty charges for late payment of bills also had to stop. A spokesman for Firstport said, "We welcome the opportunity to engage in discussions and debates about the changes and challenges facing our industry, and to contribute to shaping how we can work collaboratively with MPs to raise standards and better support customers. We have held a number of constructive meetings with MPs, which have given us the opportunity to highlight the improvements we are making to better serve our customers."
Fewer families received child benefits last year. The number of families who received child benefit in Teignbridge fell last year, bucking the national trend. Across the UK, the number who received payments has remained steady after years of decline. But anti-poverty campaign group Turn to Us warned many are still putting off claiming by the complicated and frustrating welfare system. New HMRC figures show some 13,000 families in Teignbridge were receiving child benefit payments as of the end of August. This was a decrease of roughly 20 families on the year before, and a decrease on 5 years ago when there were 13,390 in receipt. The figures are rounded to the nearest five. Lucy Bannister, head of policy at Turn to Us, said, "Our social security system should be there for all of us, especially when we need it most. However, often people are not claiming what they are entitled to because of a complicated and frustrating system." She added, "Rising child poverty means more children going without and missing out. Child benefit is paid to any parent or guardian responsible for a child under 16 or under 20 if they're in approved education or training. Only one person can claim for each child, but there is no limit to how many children you can claim for. Recipients get £25.06 a week for their first child and £17.25 for each additional child. An HMRC spokesperson said the government will continue to promote child benefit and is working with pregnancy and parenting organisations to inform new parents of their entitlements. They added, "We continue to encourage all families to claim child benefit to help with the cost of raising their children and also to get national insurance credits towards their state pension, which they receive even if they opt out of payments."
Super slimmers throw out old clothes for charity. Slimming World members across Teignbridge have raised more than £18,000 for Cancer Research UK by donating the clothes they have slimmed out of to the charity shops. The big Slimming World clothes throw with Cancer Research UK is an annual event which takes place in Slimming World groups across the UK. It sees members donating good quality clothes, shoes and accessories that no longer fit, and they are confident that they will never need again. The Slimming World groups who meet weekly across Teignbridge collected more than 600 bags. Slimming World consultant Julie Scoynes, who runs the Newton Abbott groups, says she is proud of how her members came together to support the charity, as well as to celebrate how far they have come on their own weight loss journeys. "It is always a pleasure to see an excitement in a group when the big Slimming World clothes throw comes around," said Julie. "It makes me so happy to see the confidence in my members as they commit to donating their larger clothes, knowing that they will never need them again because they have made healthy changes that they can maintain for life," Julie said. Overweight and obesity is the second biggest preventable cause of cancer in the UK, causing more than 1 in 20 cancer cases. Being overweight doesn't necessarily mean that a person will develop cancer, but we know that losing weight and maintaining a healthy weight can prevent a number of health conditions, including some types of cancer. "I am proud to host the big Slimming World clothes throw at my Slimming World group to help Cancer Research UK continue its vital work," Julie said.
Closure order issued to address in King's Kerswell. A property in King's Kerswell has been shut for 3 months after persistent antisocial behaviour was reported to the police. Violence, concerns around drug use and supply and general disorder were also among the concerns, as well as build-up of rubbish at the property. Devon and Cornwall Police were able to secure a full closure order, the aim of which is to prevent ASB and crime from taking place. The people affected by these orders have been signposted to partner agencies and supportive intervention provided to ensure future safeguarding and crime prevention, a spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police said.